For years, President Donald Trump has been itching to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, a trade deal between America, Canada, and Mexico. But as long as negotiations about a revamp continued, he held off. The day after signing a new deal on November 30th, rebranded the USMCA, he announced that he would shortly indulge himself and terminate the original deal after all. That would force Congress to choose between the USMCA and a NAFTA-less world. If Trump's new NAFTA is so great, why does he need to resort to brinkmanship to ram it through Congress? Asked Ron Wyden, a Democratic senator. The answer is that many do not think the new deal is so great. The AFL-CIO, a union of unions, calls it incomplete. Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader in Congress, and probably the next speaker, says it is a work in progress. Some Republicans express misgivings. Mr. Trump wants to silence such voices. If this plan fails and the Democrat-dominated House votes down the USMCA next year, it may be in part to deny Mr. Trump a foreign policy success. But Democrats also have substantive complaints. The biggest is that though the labour standards in the new pact are tougher than in the old version, or than in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, which was negotiated under Barack Obama and dumped by Mr. Trump, many regard the enforcement provisions as too weak. Older trade deals involving America allow any member that thinks another is breaking the terms to launch an official dispute. Once various procedural hoops have been jumped through, the parties pick five from a roster of judges who decide whether there has been wrongdoing.